This week, the city of Seattle launched a newly independent Office for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Prevention. Under the McGinn administration, domestic violence and sexual assault were part of the larger Human Services Department. Lan Pham heads this new independent office, and today marks her second day on the job. She says the city defines domestic violence somewhat narrowly.
Domestic violence, as how we define it, is really interpersonal violence. So it's power and control in relationships. It doesn't have to be in the form of physical violence, but definitely it could be economic coercion. It could be emotional abuse, and all of that falls into the realm of domestic violence. And when we talk about domestic violence, we're not talking about violence between parents and children. We're really talking about intimate partners.
So people who conceivably might be seen as equals in a relationship.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this work?
I've been doing this work since my college days, which was about 20 years ago. Really started out in my undergrad.
Why?
Well, I came to the U.S. as a refugee, and my family has been impacted by violence, as well as the community that I come from. So part of that really prompted me to really have my life be dedicated to social change and sort of put the little seed in me to actually make a difference.
Now, you have been working with the city for 5 years now.
Yes.
So that means that you, before this became an independent office, you were part of the unit that worked within the Human Services Department.
That's correct.
How is it different in terms of effectiveness to have a standalone department as opposed to have something that's part of a bigger unit?
Part of our work is really to coordinate citywide response to address domestic violence, sexual assault, and commercial sexual exploitation, which really requires that we work across systems, across jurisdictions within the region, and thus elevating us to an office allows for us to continue that work.
I'm talking with Lan Pham, who has held, not very long, but held the job as the head of the newly reestablished Office for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Prevention for the City of Seattle. You define domestic violence as interpersonal violence between people who are in an intimate or very close relationship, but there are a lot of spurs to that, sex trafficking, rape. There are a lot of things that fall under that umbrella. When you look at the work that lies in front of you in this new capacity, what is your priority?
The priority for the office in the next couple of years is, one, really aligning our services to better meet the needs of victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking by really aligning our investments and looking at outcomes that are more measurable. But secondly is that we are looking at the launching of a domestic violence response center, which is a one-stop shop center that victims could access services, but really doing it in a way that not only responds to the need for criminal justice systems who identify victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, but also linking them to services that exist in the community. So really working with community providers to make that happen.
That doesn't exist at this point, a centralized location where somebody who is a victim could find everything that he or she needs?
I believe that our nonprofit agencies have done an amazing job of coordinated response in the community. I think that our criminal justice have also done an amazing job of working across systems to provide services. I think what is needed next is to really have a more defined link between the two, in which this the Domestic Violence Response Center, the hope of that is it would make that linkage.
I'm talking with Lan Pham. She's the very newly appointed manager of the Seattle Office for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Prevention. Domestic violence, sex trafficking, date rape, all of this is really top, front and center, top of the fold, as we say. And a lot of the very high-profile domestic violence cases have involved professional sports figures. Ray Rice, Hope Solo recently was arraigned. What do you think it does when, both to spur the conversation or maybe quell the conversation, when cases like these high-profile sort of celebrity cases get aired in the media?
I think that it's good that it's out in the open, because I can say that 10 to maybe 20 years ago, we wouldn't have seen that. And I recognized that the recent case with Ray Rice and the NFL had really brought it to the mainstream in which men are talking about it. And I think that's really important to really get men involved, because most of the time in the movement, we always talk about prevention, and we want to prevent our girls or young women in situations of harm. But most of the batters are men. And so if men stop battering, there wouldn't be DV or SA situations. So
domestic violence, sexual assault. Yes. Sort of conversely, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson recently started his Pass the Peace initiative.
Yes.
And he aims to support victims, and he really aims to, it's sort of like the opposite of Ray Rice. It's an attempt to be proactive about it. Does that have an effect, to have somebody with that kind of profile speaking out?
Definitely. I think I was so glad to see that he used his celebrity status to really highlight this issue. I think it's also important that him being a man speaking out, because this movement cannot be a women's movement, because it affects families and it affects children. And me, as a mother of a little boy, I really want him to grow up seeing that there are heroes and there are people that he can look up to, men who are really speaking out against violence. So definitely that's a plus.
How old is your son?
He's three.
He's three. So looking ahead to the time when he would go to college, if he chooses to go to college 15 years or so from now, what kind of world do you envision for him?
I think it's something that we need to decide right now. And I think this is a crucial point. And I do feel like there are, I do feel and I do see that there are some changes that can happen, but I feel like we need to start younger. There are different messages that kids are getting in the media. There are also children that witness violence in their homes, in which they really do need support outside the family. So my daughter, I have a daughter that's in second grade, and when she started kindergarten, she came home and talked about a program in her school in which I was very surprised to learn, and later found out that it's a wonderful program that talked about anti-bullying. It's called The Roots of Empathy. And I think that if there are more of those programs starting at kindergarten about anti-bullying and about just really connecting to other people, that I think that that is the way that we can change this.
So the Seattle Office of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Prevention is one prong in a many-prong strategy.
Yes.
Lanfam, thank you for coming in, and congratulations on your new job.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Lanfam is the newly appointed manager of Seattle's Independent Office for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Prevention. She spoke with me yesterday. It was the first day on the job. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.